Landscape and climate change. In the early modern era, voyages and exploration had commercial, military, and religious motivations. Academics did not usually move from European cities, where they organized and studied the information and specimens provided by travelers. Even if some scientists began to get involved in explorations, their presence was primarily intended to serve political and economic purposes. It was only in the first half of the 19th century that expeditions entirely dedicated to the exploration of natural phenomena began to be organized. Indeed, such expeditions were expensive and were supported by patrons who expected political and economic returns, and consequently influenced scientific research. For example, the Geological Survey of Great Britain, dating back to 1832, and officially set up in 1845 by an Act of Parliament, explored coalfield areas and drift mapping. The geological surveys carried out also contributed to broader generalizations, such as the theory of ice ages. The collection of empirical data soon became the main working method for other sciences, such as biology and physical geography. The reliability of the observations depended, however, on the precision of the measurements and the absence of confusing variables. As a result, the researchers looked for isolated places where there was no human activity. It is no surprise that the Alps became one of the main European destinations of scientific expeditions. The data meticulously collected in this region over more than two centuries are today extremely important for the analysis of the causes and effects of climate change.